Now, quite contrary to what many people think, the next song I'm going to sing proves without any question that the idea that blacks sat around submissively liking slavery is just silly. There were over 100 slave revolts, none very well planned. How could they have been? But what those slave revolts proved was the same thing that the uprising in the Warsaw Ghetto proved. Nobody in the Warsaw Ghetto and nobody in those slave revolts thought they could win. What they were expressing was the will to win and their manhood. And therefore, we honor the slaves who revolted even though they could not have won and very often fastened things upon us that made things worse. But it is good for us to know. And this song that I am now going to sing is related to Juneteenth Day. How many people know what Juneteenth Day is? Now, let me enlighten you. The Emancipation Proclamation was on the 1st of January. But such was transportation and communication at the time that the last slaves were not freed until June 16th in Texas. All over the South, black people celebrate not the Emancipation Day, but Juneteenth Day, the 16th of June. This song that I am now singing was sung all over Texas on Juneteenth Day. But more importantly, when the Union Army was obviously winning, slaves began to desert their plantations and follow the army. And the soldiers were marching, and they marched, and this is a song they sang. And it's seldom done as a march, but that's exactly what it is.
Oh, freedom, freedom over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. No more master, no more master, no more master calling me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. No more misery, no more misery, no more misery over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Freedom over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord.